Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews. I'm your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. It's time for another review. And yes, even though it's called Mostly Low Budget, I will be doing that really big movie that came out this weekend. I just need to gather my thoughts and get that together. So, yeah, that'll be up this weekend later on. But I wanted to drop another review right now, just to keep the weekend rolling along. And as you guys know, I try to do what's trending in the top 10 on Netflix. However, the number one movie is that, the Madea thing. And I don't do those movies for a lot of different reasons, which I won't get into right now. So today's episode, I have the number 8 trending movie, as of this recording anyway, which happens to be a Netflix original. It's French in origin, and there is a dub in English. It's an action mystery thriller type movie, and it's called Restless. And since it's a foreign movie, yeah, I have no idea who these people are, who's in it. I didn't recognize anybody, and you guys know for these type of videos, I don't do any kind of research. So, what is this one about? Well, we start out with this police lieutenant named Thomas, and he has a lot going on personally and professionally. His mother just passed away, which should be his number one priority. However, the more pressing issue is he's under some sort of investigation, and all signs are pointing to him being a dirty cop. And he's distressed, trying to hurry and get back to the office to get rid of some incriminating evidence when he swerves and he hits a pedestrian. And that's actually, I know that's quick and dirty, but that's actually where I need to stop. Because from there, he makes a decision that sends him down this path that adds a whole nother layer of trouble that he's already in. Will he be able to navigate this new situation along with the other investigation and somehow keep himself out of jail? Well, what did the pros think? There's only 2 reviews, so not enough for a consensus. I think one was positive, one was negative. But the audience was at a 38% on less than 50 reviews, so, you know, take that for what it is. And what did I think? Well, let's get to the positives. Now, they did an excellent job of building suspense. Early in the movie, Thomas is viewing his mother's body at the hospital. And spoiler free, but he thinks fast and says, I can use this situation and combine it with the other situation, and I can use this to kind of get out of that accident thing that happened earlier. And as, you know, improbable as that whole situation was, it was tense, and it was a very tense sequence, and you were kind of on the edge watching, well, what is he doing? Because, you know, you don't really explain what's going on. You just kind of see it play out, which, you know, was pretty cool. And him kind of messing things up and then fixing it on the fly. Yeah, I like that a lot. And just when he thinks he's covered up everything and he's kind of gotten rid of all the things that could incriminate him, another piece of evidence pops up and he has to deal with that. So it was cool how they kept going back and forth and him trying to deal with that situation. But then that's kind of where my negatives kind of have to start, because spoiler free, they introduced this other character that saw what happened, and he has interests that play a role in the accident as well. Now, this kind of jumps things off, or takes things off the rails, so to speak. Because you see, the introduction of this person, they tell you who he is, but that just wasn't enough. This person is super connected, knows everything, and just pops up and starts making all these demands to manipulate the situation to what he needs it to be. They just do a really extremely poor job of explaining who this person is. Even though we know his motivations, we really don't know who he is. I mean, like I said, we get his title and, you know, who he's supposed to be, but the background is very limited. Then things Thomas has to do become more and more ridiculous. Now, maybe you can do some of that stuff in France as a police officer, like randomly sign out explosives without having to answer to anyone. You know, you're just a regular day at work. You're not going off on like a bus or anything. You just show up and just hey, I want to sign out some C4. I guess that's how it works over there, maybe. I don't know. You can just show up and just beat up officers, you know, just randomly, and there's no, you know, no consequences for that. Maybe that's how they do things over there. But for me, that stuff didn't ring true. But what hurts this movie the most, and, I mean, this is the crux of the matter, there's really nobody to root for in this. Thomas is a real piece of ish. Yeah, I mean, his partner is just as dirty. And the other person that's forcing him to do this stuff, he's the worst of the bunch. So even when, you know, there's all bad guys in the story, you still need to have one person to connect to that you hope they succeed with some kind of, you know, redeeming qualities. Everyone in this is dirty and unlikable to the point where you just don't care what happens to them. Which hurts the ending, because I really didn't want to see anybody win. But I don't want to beat this one up too much. Let me bottom line this one for you. Did I enjoy it? And I'm going to say no. I put this one right at a 40% on the Rotten scale, because 40% of this movie was actually, you know, exciting, tense, you know, had all the elements that I was looking for. And it made sense. The original goals of this detective made sense. The rest of it, not so much. There were just too many plot holes. Characters had no redeeming qualities, which I mentioned earlier. And, yeah, I mean, there's just not enough here for you to care about any of them. The overall presentation of what they put together just didn't work. Now, it's not a horrible movie by any stretch. There's just better movies in this genre on Netflix that you really don't need to waste your time with this one. Now, with that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. This is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Pod Bean production, mostly low budget movie reviews with Clarence. Check out the Facebook, the Instagram. Also have a TikTok where I'm doing my Monday movie recommendations, and I'm about to release another new segment over there. But again, you're not going to get that here. You're going to have to go over there and check that out over there. So, yes, again, I will be back again real soon with the review of that really big movie. You probably already know what that one is. But, yeah, thank you again for tuning in. I appreciate it. And I will see you guys next time. Peace.